Financial experts made dire warnings in just the last year. They all said Illinois would be in a tough spot should a disaster strike. Little did anyone know a global pandemic would strike right at the heart of economies the world over. Yet state lawmakers who crafted this year's budget were painfully aware. Democratic Representative Greg Harris made that clear.
This is an incredibly difficult year for budget making in Illinois and every one of the other 49 states. People are struggling, families are struggling, our local governments are struggling, our schools are struggling, and yes, we here at the state are struggling too.
But Harris and others who support the budget say it's designed to mitigate a lot of that struggling.
It is a series of tough choices. But the choice that I'd like to present today is to do all we can as a state to assist those who are struggling around our state and to do no more harm.
In reality, though, Harris and other lawmakers avoided tough choices to some degree by keeping intact much of the previous state spending and by leaning on the federal government. They could borrow up to $5 billion from the Fed to prop up state government. Senate President Don Harmon said it already had some high-flung endorsements from those who made it possible to do in the year of COVID.
If Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and Donald Trump all think this is a good idea and one that we should employ, we should all vote. Yes, I ask for your aye votes.
The new state budget also directs where another $2.5 billion in emergency federal funding will go. As for who is going to get what from state funding, some will get more and some will get the same as last year. The Department of Public Health, a major player since the health crisis began in early March, will get $900 million more dollars, two-thirds of that going to hire public health workers who will track down people who've been exposed to COVID-19. But schools and public universities will get the same amount of money as last year. The state will also pay what it's supposed to into pension funds this year. Republicans opposed the budget plan. Representative Dan Calkins says it leans too heavily on borrowing a large sum and paying it back over 30 years.
We are putting this burden on generations of people that will follow us here. And if you think we're having trouble today paying our bills, think about what's going to happen over the next 30 years as we try to pay this money back.
Others, like State Senator Chapin Rose, said they aren't comfortable with knowing so little about how much money the state is expecting in the coming months.
I would submit humbly, but I think factually, that we have some pretty missing components of that knowledge. Knowledge that's necessary to really do this.
And in a legislative session with so much surrounding COVID-19, a perennial issue unrelated to the pandemic popped up in the final hours. The legislature had not rejected their annual cost of living hike. Some lawmakers say it won't happen because there's no money earmarked for it in the budget. But the more cynical might say even with all the changes COVID caused, lawmaker pay is one area where legislative practice may have remained the same. The two parties were ultimately divided on the question to the end, but ultimately the majority Dems gave the spending plan the green light. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll sign it, and when he does, it'll take effect in July. That's when more sections of the economy will hopefully be springing back to life, and maybe more money will start flowing to the state. I'm Sam Dunklaw.